Yoshua, Perek Dalet opens. Vehi kasher tamu kol agoy la'avar es hayardin v'yomer Hashem Yoshua. As Klal Yisrael is crossing the Yarden, in the middle of the Yarden, Hashem commands Yoshua to tell the heads of the 12 Shvatim in order to take one set of rocks and carry them with them as for later in the next Perek when they get to the mountain of Har Avon, Har Grizel. Now, the Navi doesn't say this explicitly, but Rashi and the Ralbag point out that on Pasuk Tes that Hashem told Yehoshua to take an additional set of 12 rocks. And to Machlokas and Mephorshim, where these rocks were placed. The Alchich learns that they were placed on the Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden, protruding as a monument for later generations to know. The Kli Yakar says, no, they weren't portrayed, they weren't put in eyesight. They were actually placed in under the water by the legs and the feet of the Kohanim. The entire Torah were written on these rocks. In Pasuk Yadalit, Hashem tells Yehoshua that now Klal Yisrael is going to know that I made you great. Vayomahu gadol Hashem be'ene Klal Yisrael v'yiroso kasher yaru es Moshe kol yimei chayai. Now Klal Yisrael saw that Yoshua was just as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Klal Yisrael, they leave the Yarden, vayachnu b'Gilgal, they encamp in Gilgal, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph and Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Navi points out that when the reason why you're doing these monuments that I'm asking you to do is that when your kids ask you why did you do this, you're going to answer them v'odatam es b'neichem lemor v'yavasha avar Yisrael es hayarden, that on dry land Hashem did this nate for you for future generations, that they're going to know that you crossed the Yarden. As Hashem tells them in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, tells Klal Yisrael that you should know that I'm going to be with you. And on this day, Laman das kol avrei Eretz Yisrael, Yad Hashem tichazakahi, Laman v'yesem osam elo, kechum kol hayam. And now all the nations of the land are going to see how strong the Yad of Hashem is and how great Klal Yisrael is. I want to point out that there's a Gemara that the Musar Nevi'im brings in the Gemara in Sota Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, that says, brings the story of Nachum Ishkamzu. He says that Nachum Ishkamzu, his house was falling down, and the Talmidim wanted to bring out the Kelim before they bring out the Tzaddik. Nachum Ishkamzu says no. I mean, the Talmidim wanted to bring out the Tzaddik, Nachum Ishkamzu, before they bring out the Kelim. Nachum Ishkamzu tells them, no, first you take out the Kelim, and I'll stay here. As a Tzaddik, I'm going to be bringing a Shmira over everything that's going to happen. So too, when Klal Yisrael was crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim and the Aron Bris Hashem stood in the water until all of the Klal Yisrael finished crossing. Because we know that the Schus the Tzadikim is Magana love for future generations. Also, the reason why the rocks, the second set of rocks that Yoshua had were placed under the water, it's explained that because this was Maramis, that even though we go through the tides of Olam Hazeh, and we feel very wishy-washy at times, and things come up very strongly, if we have the Torah engraved on our hearts, on the Luach Libecha, we can surely accomplish and surely stand strong. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.